cast your mind back to the halcyon days of early 2025 when Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory, the album and the band, were the feature album artists here on 2SER. Music steeped in the wonder of human connection, themes of life and living, love and being loved. Sharon on wax, Sharon on vinyl, Sharon on the radio is always a wonderful thing. But Sharon in person, live in concert, that's even better. Now, Sharon Van Etten was last here domestically for 2022's Darkness Fades tour, where she sold out the Sydney Opera House, was garlanded with a sea of boots at the Meredith Music Festival, and despite being pelted with footwear last time, Sharon returns playing at the Enmore Theatre on the evening of Thursday, November 20th, with special guest Cash Savage. And in anticipation of doing so, Sharon Van Etten joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Look, last time you were here, what's the go with people throwing boots at you, Sharon? Do we need some sort of signage to make this stop, a campaign or something?
Well, that was the first, so I just wanted to respond to boots.
Did you end up getting any good footwear out of that whole situation? Did anyone throw any nice boots at you? You were like, oh, these would go well with some of my...
You know what? I didn't think of that. But, you know, maybe there will be another time down the road.
Yeah, okay. Well, we live in hope. Not this time around at the Enmore Theatre, people. Let's stay classy. I'm generally in a state of confusion here early mornings on 2SER, and that confusion reigned supreme. When you were the feature album here at the start of the year, I was doing the research, and I saw the phrase debut album and Sharon Van Etten, and I was like, no, this is not Sharon Van Etten's debut album. But that's not the case. It was the debut album for Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory. How did that whole story start?
You know, I've had an amazing band in different iterations over the years, and I've been learning how to let go and collaborate in a live setting, and taking songs that I've written and had bandmates and other musicians come in to help me expand upon my ideas. But this is the first time that I had a band that we recorded a record from afar. This is my previous record. We've been going about this all wrong, 2022. And I was very inspired by the sonic palette that we had created. We made this record from afar. It was the first time we were all going to be in the room together since COVID. And I wanted everyone to come into one place to learn how to play this record in a live setting and be able to hash out the details sonically. And one of the band members was new, Teeny Luberson, who was also in Here We Go Magic and Teen. And we just got through the song so quickly and naturally, and it was really, really fun. And at the end of the session, because I was so inspired by all this, the sonic palette we had created, I asked if they would want to jam with me, right?
Yeah.
And two songs happened in about an hour.
Wow.
And without it being for anything, and I'd never had that before, I'm a very solo individual. And so I just left feeling very inspired, knowing that creatively that's the next thing I wanted to do. And so we returned to that studio after that tour, and we had another week in that studio and ended up writing 14 songs in a week. And I wonder why it took me so long to let go in this way. But, it's a chemistry thing. It's the people that you surround yourself with to get to that place, right? And for the writing process, I was also very not precious. So as soon as we had a beginning, middle, end, and kind of knew the themes and knew what the instrumentation was going to be, I didn't let anybody go too far into the details.
Yeah.
I would stop everybody from playing and we move on to the new idea so we can just get as much material and figure out what is the sound that we're honing. And so we went to the church with about 20 songs from two different writing sessions. But I knew that I wanted to make it in London. It felt like a very UK record, especially from this time period where I feel like we're all very inspired by.
Dean, correct me if I'm wrong here. The church is the Eurythmics' former studio, right?
Yes, it is. Got to see their bedroom on the side of the side of the control room.
Their bedroom on the side of the control room?
There is still the old wallpaper in the original, one of the bedrooms that they lived in. and it's just kind of they use it for storage and stuff like that. But yeah. It definitely, the place has so many beautiful ghosts and they're friendly ghosts.
Oh, that's great. Were you a fan of Eurythmics as a youngster?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, Walking on Broken Glass was like one of my, it's like a theme song when I was in like fifth grade or something. But Kenny's voice is so powerful.
Yeah, oh, truly one of a kind. So throughout the planning stage, you were looking at this as always going to be an album. When you're there writing and recording, whether it be by yourself or with the Attachment Theory, are you always looking at things through the prism of it being an album, of it being a body of work with interconnected themes?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, first musically, we had our sonic palette. We knew what we wanted it to feel like. And then most of the time I write a record, it's what I'm experiencing on a solo level, and then I try to relate it to the world. But now, writing under this kind of communal lens, I wanted to make sure I represented not just myself, but the band, and also the world that we're living in and what we're all going through in our own lives at this stage in our lives. So that was definitely something I wanted to be a common thread thematically through this record, by thinking as a group.
And how are you thinking about the world at the moment, and how do you use your music and your art to maybe combat some of the more negative aspects of life that we're confronted with every day?
Well, I feel like there's not enough discourse, there's not enough community and support to communities, and there's not enough of seeing each other as people and learning how to coexist. And as I'm performing these songs live with the band, as dark as the outside world seems, I have to remind myself that you just have to focus on the things that you can control and surround yourself. Try to bring people together that hopefully you can just help strengthen a community, but also give people a safe place to kind of shine a light on the darkness for a minute and find each other and remind each other that we do live in a world with each other.
That's lovely stuff, and it's so great that you're going to be able to be helping make that connection when you're here in Australia. Thursday, November 20th at the Enmore Theatre.
Really looking forward to it.
Sharon Van Etten, you rule. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Danny. I really appreciate your time.